everybody! Welcome to everyone's favorite time of the week! That's right! It's What Did I Order? Where the weirdness gets really weird, and things are always going unexpectedly. Now let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's Heath!
Welcome back to What Did I Order? Gonna be recording on our Memorial Day weekend here in the United States. Hope everybody's getting off to a great weekend, being thankful and remembering what this whole weekend's about. If you're a wrestling fan, I'm pretty sure this is, at the time of recording, the day of Night of Champions, which I believe will be airing during the early afternoon with the time change. So, afternoon of champions, right? but yeah, guys, it has been a slow couple of weeks as far as news go, stupidity goes. Who'd think, like, late spring, early summer, like, people want to calm down and not tell you a whole bunch of stuff or start putting out things to steal your money. What? You guys don't believe that crap, right? Like, I mean, this is just wild. But let's go ahead and jump into it. So, without further ado, hit the static. Guys, I'm not like the healthiest person out there. Got a little bit in the gut area, a little soft there. I could probably be working out more than what I need to. I could probably eat better than what I do. But, you know, try to cut down on the sugary drinks, keep it to the low-sug Gatorades, especially when I'm out working in the hot, hot East Texas heat. Try to make sure I get some greens in me and some fruits in me every day, some lean protein. I do all that when I say everything in moderation, including moderation. Sometimes you got to have a cold one. Sometimes you need to have a couple extra slices of pizza. You got to live your life. That being said, I didn't know they still made Hot Pockets. Like, I remember back when I was in school, Hot Pockets were a thing. And then there were Lean Pockets, you know, because broccoli and ham or broccoli and chicken. I remember, you know, we used to get the pepperoni Hot Pockets, and you put that in the microwave in the cafeteria, and then you would turn it on its side and just let, like, all of it, like, go down to one side, so, like, the flaming hot liquid magma of cheese was at the bottom, so you can kind of eat through the hot dough. And then by the time you got to, like, the cheese and the stuffing, you know, it cooled off a little bit, and you weren't sitting there like, you know, you weren't having to do that shit while you're eating your lunch. Because, like, it's either, like, still a brick of ice in the middle of it, or completely liquid hot magma cheese. There was no in between. But yeah, I haven't seen a Hot Pocket or a Lean Pocket in years. Didn't know they still made them. But did find out that if you take your roommate's last Hot Pocket, he might light you up with a bullet. That's correct. In the news, let's just go ahead and say this one. Kentucky man allegedly shot his roommate for eating his last Hot Pocket. A 64-year-old man of Louisville is now charged with one count of assault. A Kentucky man is behind bars after authorities claimed he shot his roommate after the victim ate the last Hot Pocket in the home, according to multiple news outlets. He shot this man. And it wasn't just, like, it's assault because of where he shot him. That's right. He shot him in the buttocks, for all you Forrest Gump fans out there. First of all, 64. I hope I can stay, like, at 35. I haven't seen Hot Pocket in years. Didn't know they still existed. I hope I forget about this by the time I'm 64. And I'm like, Hot Pockets? Really? And, Man, first of all, let's not eat Hot Pockets. Second of all, let's not eat our roommate's last Hot Pocket and get lit up by, you know, bullets. Oh, yeah. What was that old joke? Hot Pockets. Talking about getting diarrhea from Hot Pockets. Who was that? That was Jim Gaffigan. So, you know, I go to a lot of places and I train people and I see customers all the time. And there's a very, I'd say it's like not a lower end Italian, like fast food joint, but it's not like super high end. It's moderately priced place that we go to on Fridays. A couple rugs, some towels, you know, just getting them through the week. Like everybody's just trying to get through the week. And we get there. And we walk in, and I tell the trainee, I'm like, hey, man, go talk to the customer, drop off their towels, grab their terry towels. I'll get these mats. You know, that's one of the shittier parts of, like, what we do is picking up those rugs. And I try to, when I'm training somebody, I want them to do everything, but I don't want them to do everything in one stop. You know, you're going to do the rugs here, you're going to do the towels here, you're going to talk to the customers here, we're going to do soaps and air fresheners. Like, I split the job with them after a certain point. That way they feel like they're getting the full range of things, but not taking on the brunt of all the work at one time. So I'm sitting there, I'm changing the rugs, I'm doing my thing, walking around, and, you know, they've got the oven going, and it's smelling nice in there, and I'm, you know, getting a little bit of the Italian seasoning. I'm like, smells good. So I look back, and it's like an open, like, fire-roasted grill that they cook in. You can see it from the floor, and I notice that the girl working there is wearing a Mazzio shirt. And I was like, you know what? Mad respect for showing up to this job at this, you know, upper middle class Italian restaurant in a all you can eat buffet style pizza joint polo shirt. That right there is 100% what they tell you to do in life. Don't dress for the job you have, dress for the job you want. I don't want to be cooking fancy Italian food. I want to be working at a pizza buffet, right? Shoot for the stars and be happy when you hit. Well, I guess it's shooting for the stars and be happy when you get hit by an asteroid before you leave Earth's orbit. Look into my face and look again. We are not the same, we're different. I'll tell you tales and fables. You couldn't wait. You know, there's always been jokes from the time that I can remember about, like, how crazy things are in, like, Asian countries and, like, the ridiculous things they do. But I wasn't expecting this one. Apparently, the world's first ever Godzilla Museum opens on... Oahu Island? If you're from that part of the world or you know that, please realize I don't say that disrespectfully. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it correctly, but I do not know, and I'm not trying to be rude. But yeah, let's just say it. The Japanese opened up a Godzilla museum. And guys, if it's Godzilla-like, you can do it here. You want to zip line into the mouth, the open mouth of a, what is this, like a 60 feet tall Godzilla head? You can do that. You want to walk through and see Godzilla statues destroying towns? You can do that. You want to, like, look at Mothra? I'm pretty sure you can look at Mothra in there. I don't know. But I'm sure you can do it. It's Godzilla Museum. And some of the statues are beautiful. Like, the mouth you can zipline into has, like, a blue glow coming out of the mouth. Like, you're going straight into getting lit up by that fire. Yeah, this is just amazing. The attraction features the world's first life-size Godzilla as well as the world's first Godzilla museum. Woo! And, you know, I don't know if this is true or not, but when you Google it and you pull up the old Googlenator, it says this is open 24 hours a day. That's amazing. Because I'm sure that's what I want to be doing. If I get, you know, sloshy off some sake, I definitely want to be going to a Godzilla museum at 3 in the morning, sobering up a little bit, and then go getting a workout in. Like, yes. How many of you guys are planning out the trip? Like, I know people from all over the world will plan out trips to go to Disneyland or Disney World. They fly in, you know, across time zones, across oceans, across continents to go see, you know, Disney. Star Wars, and, you know, like, how many of you guys are planning a trip so you can go get, you know, zillerated up? Godzilla-rated at the Godzilla Museum. Speaking of Disney and museums and things you're going to travel to, if you are a giant Star Wars fan like myself and you love going on cruises, unlike myself, if you want to get on that Disney Star Wars Galactic cruiser, you're going to need to do that soon. Apparently, reports are coming out they're closing that bad boy late summer, early fall, which I remember looking at the price points. They had it coming. There's a drink package on there. I'm like, yeah, for like one drink, me and the boys would have to split that one, and I would still feel ripped off. But yeah, that cruise price line, I was like, no, I can't do that. That's back when, like, I just had one kid. Now I got two kids. I'm like, no, I wouldn't be able to do that. Like, I'm irresponsible with money. You guys know that. I'm an action figure collector. I bought a microphone to record a podcast. Like, obviously, I don't make the greatest financial decisions, but damn, when I look at that, I'm like, nope, can't do that one. I'd like to retire one day. I say it was like 5 or 6 years ago, when I was on the first route that I had with the company I was on. I used to go up to this small town called Winsboro, and I'd leave Winsboro and I'd go to another small town called Mineola. That'd go from Mineola to Quitman. No, wait, it was Winsboro, Quitman, Mineola, Lindell. You guys don't have to worry about this, but yeah, I realized I was in between two shithole towns, and they're not shithole towns, they're actually beautiful towns that I would reasonably consider living in because they're actually good school districts for the area that we're in. But I'm driving and I get hit in road construction. I'm sitting there and it's early summer, so it's not super hot, but these work trucks that we have don't have great AC. I tell everybody the AC is great up until the steering wheel. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, balls are starting to feel a little soggy, you know, a little swampy, if you will. Got some sweat on my back, got some sweat on my brow. I take my hat off and I just wipe the sweat across my forearm. And I'm like, ah, grab a drink of water. And I look up as I'm sitting there and I see the traffic start coming from the other direction. I'm like, all right, okay, these cars are going to pass and we're going to get all down the line. And I take another drink of water and I'm looking. I'm like, what is that? What is that beautiful sight in the distance? And as it gets closer and closer, I realized for the first time in my life, the absolute first time in my life, and this, you know, at this point in time, I'm going to say I'm like 31, 32. I see one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. It's the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile. That's right. If you motherfuckers haven't seen that shit in person, it is glorious. It's a giant wiener in a small bun on four wheels just round down the road. It's glorious. And I tell you that because I'm happy to say in this lifetime, I got to see the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. And if you see going forward, realize you're never ever going to see the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile again. It's now being called the Oscar Mayer Frankmobile. Which for some reason in my mind, I just jumped to a weirder place because, like, you know, we all know what a weenie is. It's a hot dog. It's an uncooked hot dog. You know, you call it a weenie. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're a little kid, it's like an ultimate, like, insult. Like, look at that weenie over there. Ha, 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 ha. You know, it's one of those things. But, like, when you're sitting there and you have the glory of seeing the weenie mobile, I don't think there's glory. There's not that, like, that childlike awe that will hit your eyes as you see the Frankmobile. And honestly, in my mind, the Frankmobile might be a little bit more, you know, hateful. When I think of a hot dog, I don't think of it as a Frank. When I think of a Frank, I think of some, like, you know, Eastern European sausage. Like, look at the Frank. It's a Frank. Like, I feel like that's more of a hateful thing. Like, you know, not to shit on, you know, any one country. Because, you know, this podcast is mostly dedicated to shitting on Oklahoma. But, you know, there was one country that's notorious for their sausages that has done some horrible things in the history of humanity. Just remember that one. I feel like this right here is a bad name call. I'm switching it over thinking, like, you know, that's the hate dog mobile now. So Oscar Mayer, if anybody from Oscar Mayer is listening, I think you're safe for going back to the weenie mobile. But guys, realize that, you know, going forward, if you see it, you didn't see the Oscar Mayer weenie mobile, like myself. I'm a champion of this life. I saw the wiener mobile. I saw the old weenie rolling down the street. You guys in the future are seeing the Frankmobile. Seems a little vulgar. So, you know, I don't follow, like, a lot of, like, lifestyle, travel, like, pages or blogs or anything like that. Mainly, you know, follow up on toy news and stuff like that. Trying to keep up with entertainment and the things I find entertaining. But a Spanish social media star shocked and revulsed the masses after revealing that she ate her own knee cartilage during a romantic dinner with her boo. Her boo. Like, isn't boo like the weirdest way of saying, like, a romantic dinner with a person that dicks you down? I guess it's less vulgar. But the influencer described the alleged act of self-cannibalism. Ugh. During an appearance on a podcast, This woman took her knee cartilage, apparently, and made it into a nice, pasta dish, and they ate it. That's self-cannibalism. Which then makes me think, and I'm like, alright, that's disgusting. But I totally get it, because I remember, I guess I was like 20, when I had my wisdom teeth cut out. I was like, you know what? Because he's like, yeah, we're just going to throw them away. And like in a drugged up confusion, I'm like, nah, man, I'm taking those with me. And the dentist looked at me crazy. I'm like, they're mine. Just because you took them out doesn't mean they're yours. I'm taking those with me. And like, I don't remember that at all during the time, but like 2 days later, it's like that night, I was opening up I was going through my pockets and getting undressed, and I was sitting there, I'm like, what's this little brown envelope? And I opened it up and dropped the contents in my hand. I'm like, those are human teeth. My wife's like, yeah, you told the dentist you were taking those with you. I'm like, makes sense. They're mine. Put them back in there. I still have that envelope in my bathroom. So if anybody realizes that I get murdered and you guys need to clone me, realize there's DNA locked in those teeth. You're just going to have to break those teeth. Get into my bathroom, crack open the drawer, get my teeth out, crack it open, get the DNA out, recreate me. That way you guys never lose the magic of Wadio. But continue on. You want these things that come out of you. But I would think, like, you put the knee cartilage off into a mason jar, put it with some vodka, put it up on a shelf. You know, let people know what's going down. Eating it wouldn't be my first thought, but as I'm sitting here thinking about this, I'm like, dude, okay, hear me out. They called it self-cannibalism. What if there was a clone of you? Like, not a twin, that's a different person, but a clone of you. And you 69'd yourself, would that be self-cannibalism? You're not trying to eat each other, but I mean, is that even a gay act? If it's a clone of you, and you're, you know, going to town on that old Dutch bro coffee lid, is that gay? Or is that self-pleasure? It's you on you, bro. I don't think that's gay. I really don't think that's a homosexual act. You guys are going to have to hit me up in the DMs, let me know. If you had a clone of yourself and you guys were going to town on each other, is that a homosexual act or is that masturbation? I need to know your thoughts and opinions. Got some news coming out of the Marvel Legends team, which is always cool. You know, you gotta love and appreciate, like, you know, Marvel Legends. Where it's not, like, been the focus of my collection in a while. You know, I still like a good Marvel Legends. And, like, let's be honest, this West Coast Avengers 5-pack, like, classics with Tigra, Spider-Woman, Hank Pym, this Iron Man, and the star of the whole show, Mockingbird. Not bad, not great. Like, the suit that the Hank Pym's in, it's like, okay, I'm not sure, like, why didn't we get, like, a classic Ant-Man? Everybody else kind of got, like, this classic look, but, okay, whatever, it is what it is. I like the colors on the Iron Man, not bad. The Spider-Woman re-release, Tigra re-release. This Mockingbird, like that classic Mockingbird with the big, like, oof, helmet. Or not helmet, but like domino mask. It's not domino mask. It's like flared out. Beautiful. Only thing that sucks is that is single joint elbows. And, back in the day, I never really was one of those guys that complained about the single joint elbows. But after you get a couple of these female figures with double joint elbows, it's like, why are we not doing this always? But, I mean, if you're into this, it went up for pre-order on the 25th. Fall 23, $125. Not bad, not great. But yeah, that Mockingbird, beautiful. Love it. Also, coming from Marvel Legends, and this was an amazing reveal. I didn't know that this was going to happen, but we're getting a two-pack of Batwing and Reverse Flash. Wait, that's Nighthawk and Blur. My bad. That's DC versus Marvel. My bad, guys. This is going to be going up for pre-order in the summer. That's a Hasbro Pulse and Fan Channel exclusives. Beautiful designs here. I like the colors on Nighthawk. The gold mask coming up. The gold batarangs look really cool. Just from the images, the golds and the blues look so beautiful. I like this color combination. It's not like a navy. It's not like a royal. It's like a bluish gray color. I really think that blue and that gold just pops so well. Then on Blur, yeah, I'm really digging this one. The red visor, the yellow lightning bolts, the black looks pretty cool. Like, nothing crazy here, nothing amazing. But, you know, for this Squadron Supreme figure line they're working on, you know, this isn't like one of those giant character runs that everybody like knows this team and loves them. So I think this is adequate to what they're trying to do. I pronounce this guy's name, but SH Figure Arts released the Snake Guy from Naruto. And where I'm not the biggest Naruto fan, I like some of the story arcs. This character is just so cool design. It's got the removable arm that has like the snake's arms, multiple phases, the sword, the face planes. Like, it's a really cool looking figure. I mean, is it something I'm going to need? Obviously, I can't remember the guy's name, so no. But like, if you're into Naruto, this right here, even though the guy's a villain, is going to be awesome. And the sword detail, like, feels like something just like straight up, like, it doesn't feel like samurai to me. Like, it feels like almost like more medieval when I look at the design, but it is so cool. It just works really well with this one. Again, it's not something I'm going to be digging into. You guys know, if it was a fish person, probably already have it pre-ordered. But I think the thing that I'm really digging is just like the SH Figure Arts, this constant pushing on things. Of course, I get the Shin Kamen Rider, which is the movie that I think U.S. release date is going to be Wednesday here in the States. I can't wait to see it. You know, very classic looking designs with some modern upgrades and a whole lot more of the modern violence. The trailer that we saw, you know, him just jumping through and blowing up henchmen's heads and blood flying everywhere. I love, but it's got that classic Kamen Rider design with just like the kind of like oversized green plate and like the hair sticking out of the back of the helmet. I love it. But it's really weird. Like, sometimes I'll just sit there and I'm like, man, I love, like, the Kamen Rider designs of common times or of modern times. Like, overly armored, colored, stylized. But those classic designs where it was just like, did they make, like, a foam chest plate and he's wearing it right there? Cool. Right on. Let's do it, dude. But yeah. Now, the one thing I thought was really crappy looking and looks like it's straight up Hasbro was the SH Figure Arts Indiana Jones. It's something about the legs and the pants. Just way too bulky to me. I don't know how to get into it too far, but it just doesn't seem right, and I don't know how to tell you. But hey, maybe it's going to look a lot better in person. And hey, if you're a massive Indiana Jones fan, I hope it works for you. The older side, let's see here, McFarlane Toys has gone through and announced some new figures coming to their DC Multiverse line, and you guys aren't going to believe this shit. It's Batman! That's right, guys. That's right. We are getting a Jokerized version of Dark Knight Returns Batman. Makes perfect sense. He was definitely Jokerized in that comic book run. As that big, bulky, you know, man-titted up thigh crusher or skull crusher thighs. Like, love that design. There's a gold label Flash coming out that's going to be at McFarlane store exclusive. Looking good. Still not in support of that movie. Then there is going to be a Dread Lantern from Dark Knight's Metal. I'm not sure there's any information that's going to be store exclusive. It's a gold label. There is going to be... Oh, we already talked about the Unchained. There's going to be the Two-Face Batman. Perfect sense. Why not? If Joker can do it, so can Two-Face. The Target exclusive... Flash with two heads we talked about a while ago. That will be, yeah, a Target exclusive. It's going to be coming with a Build-A-Figure for that Cyborger at least. So it's going into that wave. There is also going to be a 12-inch Dark Flash Golden Statue. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah. Nightfall Batman. Pre-orders launch May 31st. That's a Batman I would want. Nightfall's a great story. So yeah, DC Toy News. Who'd have thunk? Guys, if you live in an area that has Blue Bell ice cream available to you, realize right now Blue Bell ice cream has introduced the Dr. Pepper float. That's all I have to tell you. Like, I cannot express into words how amazing this ice cream is. If you like Dr. Pepper, you like Blue Bell, homemade vanilla, go get the Dr. Pepper float ice cream from Blue Bell Ice Cream. You will not be disappointed. If you live in an area that does not have Blue Bell, what are you doing with your life? Like, legitimately, what are you doing with your life? Leave that hellhole that you live in. I don't care if you've got decades or generations of family living there, and this is where you're from, this is where you're at, this is where you're always going to be. Screw that noise. Move to a place where you can get Blue Bell ice cream, because you need to try the Blue Bell Dr. Pepper flavored ice cream. I'm not joking. So we go to this jerky place the other day, and we're, you know, I'm letting homeboy do most of the work, because it's not a big stop. And I'm kind of looking around at the jerky, yada, 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 yada. And I start realizing that there's a lot more than jerky in there. There's all sorts of things. But the one thing that kind of threw me off was I'm sitting there looking, and I'm like, oh, they've got now, instead of flaming, or like the Flaming Hot Chip Challenge, or, you know, whatever, they now have these things where it's a nut challenge. Yeah, yeah, it's a Flaming Hot Nut. This was this one that caught my eye the most was called the Death Nut Challenge, version 2.0. And guys, let me tell you this right now. Back in the day, when I was a younger man, and I had younger man friends, and, you know, a lot more testosterone and liquids in the body. The Death Nut Challenge is if you could keep going three times in the sack. Because by the time that third one hit, if you could get to the third one, there's no fluid in your brain. Your body's dehydrated, and you're just running on adrenaline. And like, if you can get there, like, that was the Death Nut Challenge. Eating a Flaming Hot Nut? No. Getting to the third nut? Yes. You know, it's just a lot of stories from work this week. There's not a whole lot of toy news, I guess. But, you know, unloading mats at this big stop. It's a medical center. It's a half doctor clinic, half rehabilitation for injuries clinic and a pool. And I'm loading these mats, and I stop and look over. And I see this older gentleman. He's using a cane. He's walking in. You know, he's using a cane, but he's not, like, decrepit. You know, like, you see some guys using a cane. It's like, okay, he's got a bad knee, but nothing bad. And then you see other people, like, somebody get that man another cane, a walker, you know, some wheels on his butt. I don't know. He just looks like this guy's using the cane. He's moving slow, and he's got like a long, long gray white beard. It's kind of straggly and stringy looking at the bottom. And it's weird because he's kind of put together. You know, he's wearing a nice polo shirt, you know, pressed khakis. You know, he looks like, you know, a reasonably well put together older man. You know, wearing like the white dad shoes, but they're not covered in grass stains. They look fairly new. He looks like he took some time and care into him. But I'm looking at the beard, and I'm like, you know, I don't want to know from personal experiences, but I want to talk to one of his loved ones and know if the carpets match the drapes. You know, if that beard is long and stringy and hanging down past his, what I'm assuming is his man nipples, can we braid his nut hair? Is it hanging down to his knees? Is everything visible downstairs? Or is it kind of like a button on a fur coat sitch? Like, I don't want to know from personal experiences, but I want somebody who's helped this man recently, or a loved one, or his wife, to tell me, did the carpets match the drapes? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is my time with you this week. I love you all. Thank you so much for being here with me. Thank you for listening, your continued support. Don't forget to tell me about all the crazy things you've thought about in your life. I want your answer. Is it gay? Or is it masturbation? Are you making any trips to go see, you know, Godzilla? Do you need to do some ziplining into the beast's mouth? Yeah! Sounds like a heavy metal song. I ziplined into the beast's mouth. Big shout outs to Gil, Matt, Christian, Jade, Colby, Justin, my homies, all the people liking, you know, my pictures over on Instagram. If you haven't had a chance, just got in the He-Man, the Masters of the Universe, Masterverse, Classic Merman. Put up a quick unboxing and first thoughts on that figure. Love it. If you just need to get to the meat and bones of the matter, it's a great figure. But if not, you can go over to Instagram, check that one out. You can find me at Ordering Toys. And until next time, guys, thank you for so much. I hope if you're having any issues that, you know, you need to reach out and talk to somebody, there's plenty of hotlines. If you just want to send me a message, hit me up. Let me help you out as much as I can. I'm not a trained professional. Realize that right now. I'm a madman. You know that after listening to this podcast, but I will always be there to help you out as much as I can or make any suggestions that I can. And until next time, enjoy your holiday weekend. Zip line into the mouth of a D.O.